And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Trump's border czar is an absolute beast.
How you doing? Look. Let me start out by saying this. If I offend anybody today, I don't give a shit. Don't care. The media in the back room, I'm sure I'll be reading a lot of hit pieces on me tomorrow. I don't give a shit about me. I get asked all the time, does it bother you? Is a big part of this country that hates your guts. I don't care. Because we got a job to do. You know, I wake up every day for the last 4 years pissed off because the Biden administration took the most secure border in my lifetime and unsecured it on purpose. Right? I worked for 6 presidents starting with Ronald Reagan. Every president I ever worked for took steps to secure the border. Even Clinton Obama took steps to secure the border because they clearly understood you can't have national security without border security. They got it. Joe Biden's the first president in the history of the nation who came into office and unsecured the border on purpose. So for 4 years, I wake up every day pissed off. That changed November 5th. Now I wake up every day excited because I work for the greatest president of my lifetime, Donald J. Trump.
Winning on steroids. Winning on steroids. This is just amazing. Amazing stuff. We have also a new advertiser. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, here she is. Hold on 1 second, if you would. Wait a minute. Where did I put this? All right, here. There's this. Just bear with me here. A lot of people have been asking about this new advertiser, and let me get her up here for you. Here we go.
Have you been crying like a bitch over Elon Musk? Do you find yourself sobbing at the thought of your taxpayer-funded transgender basket weaving club losing its funding? You may be suffering from a common condition known as libtardism-induced meltdown. But don't worry, there's help. Introducing GrowAPair, the revolutionary prescription solution designed to help you accept reality. With just one dose a day, you'll start to understand that tax dollars aren't meant for gender numeral electric vehicle startups in Vietnam. After taking GrowAPair, you may notice life-changing improvements, such as smaller man boobs, the ability to fund your own transgender basket weaving without relying on Uncle Sam, and a newfound indifference to the defunding of the U.S. Department of Slope Sidewalk Studies. GrowAPair won't solve all your problems, but it can help you stop fixating on who's going to pay for DEI pudding packs in Cambodia.
Side effects may include dry mouth, increased common sense, employment, smaller man boobs, and lower taxes.
Ask your doctor if GrowAPair is right for you, because adulting is hard, but it doesn't have to be.
Again, lots of new advertisers here in Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We want to thank the folks at GrowAPair. We appreciate it greatly. Advertising exclusively on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Local story here, Channel 7. Headline is, local cardiologists seeing heart attacks in younger patients offer healthy heart tips. And I looked at this and I went, I wonder what could be causing heart attacks in younger patients. What a mystery that is. So I read the story. Let me read you part of this. It's from Channel 7. As we near the end of February, we also near the end of American Heart Month, where there's a major focus on Americans' cardiovascular health. Okay. Channel 7 News reporter spoke with an interventional cardiologist and a cardiologist surgeon at WVU Medical Wheeling Hospital to gain some insight on the most common heart issues in our area and some ways to prevent them. Heart disease, leading cause of death in men and women in the U.S., nearly 700,000 deaths annually. One is a Dr. Juan Carlos Arrieta. He says, if you're not feeling better, see a doctor soon. Okay, if you're having chest pain, any chest pressure, shortness of breath, palpitations, if you're just not feeling yourself, the most important thing you have to do is come sooner, because the sooner you come, the sooner we can solve the problem. All great stuff, no question. And then this. It's Dr. Juan Carlos Arrieta. Sadly, it is heart attacks in very young people, a big thing. I'm sorry, this is the setup. Here in the Ohio Valley, Dr. Arrieta says heart attacks are the most common issue he sees. Sadly, it is heart attacks in very young people, a big thing having to do with there's a strong prevalence of smoking in this area. I've seen people as young as in their 30s having heart attacks. This is stuff that we don't usually see until people are 60. So these decisions really have a big impact. And I think cutting down on smoking could be the best thing that we can do as a population in this area to help with heart health. And he goes on and on. All, you know, fine stuff, not a problem. But there was no mention here. No mention here of the elephant in the middle of the living room. No mention about these stories, and I want to stress here, I am not a doctor. I'm not offering medical advice. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. But there was no mention here about the concerns, deep concerns that many, 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 many people have regarding the link between COVID vaccines and boosters and everything else they've been trying to jam into our veins, and heart health. No mention of this. And if smoking is such a big problem here in the area, and I'm sure it is, what about, has anybody done any sort of study, any sort of anything regarding the increase, presumed increase in heart attacks and heart health issues here in the Valley and the increase in the amount of vaccinations? There have been so many studies worldwide. You could read a lot of them on Substack.com. Substack.com. There are many people there doing wonderful, wonderful journalism. They aren't journalists. They're scientists. They're investors. They're lawyers. They're really super smart people who've taken a tremendous interest in the vaccination health issue, not only in America, but worldwide. And there have been so many stories, so many, well-sourced, by the way, well-sourced, lots of different countries doing lots of different studies regarding the linkage between vaccines, specifically the COVID-19 vaccine, which is not a vaccine, by the way, because it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID-19. And heart issues, lots of heart issues. No mention of that in this story. I'm sure that was just a simple oversight. Of course, we'll never really know what's going on with any of this stuff. Let me see. I had another one here that I wanted to play for you. Oh, this is also great news. You talk about winning. We are so winning here. It's ridiculous. Dr. Ron Paul is someone who I admire greatly. He is one of the few honest politicians that I've ever met. Well, I haven't met. I mean, I've interviewed him over the phone. And someone who I've followed over the years, always a straight arrow, straight shooter, would say things that were very, very, very unpopular, but they all turned out to be true. Everything turned out to be true. Dr. Ron Paul. And I never thought I'd live to see the day, but this might actually happen. This is Alex Jones talking about something that, again, I never thought that I would see in my lifetime, but we are this close to making it happen.
President Trump and Elon Musk are taking on their biggest target yet, the top of the capstone, the private, secretive, run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And Elon Musk says he's tapping, President Trump is tapping former Congressman Ron Paul to become the new head of the Federal Reserve, but bare minimum, lead the investigation at Doge into this criminal organization. We are truly making America great again, but first to do that, we have to take America back. Here's my detailed report.
Would you ever be an advisor for him if he ever, if Trump got in there and put a Elon in charge of looking for wasteful spending? Would you help him if he asked you?
Oh, I would. But it would be, everybody would know what I believe.
Yeah.
There'd be no secrets.
For any doubters out there, it is now 100% clear that President Trump, Elon Musk, and their team are 100% committed to restoring our republic and draining the swamp. They are doing it in just the first 21 days. And the swamp is going totally insane, calling for violence, members of Congress, big Democrat Baptist preachers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at a crisis in this country.
We are not going to sit around while you go ahead and desecrate our Constitution.
We will not take this. We will fight back.
And I will say to you, beloved, no one likes violence, but sometimes violence is necessary.
You got another thought coming. We're going to stop you right now. And God damn it, shut down the Senate.
When Elon Musk forces his way into the United States Treasury and threatens to steal your personal information and your Social Security check, sometimes the devil will act so ugly that you have no other choice but to get violent and fight.
They are dismantling the federal government.
There is power in fighting back. Power.
When the people fight,
we win.
When the people fight,
we win.
And we are going to keep at it. We're going to keep at it legally. We're going to keep at it legislatively. But we're also going to keep at it in terms of the grassroots.
We're going to fight it in the courts. And we're going to fight it in the streets.
This man is un-American as far as my definition of America is.
I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president.
It just never ends. Some of them going full ghetto on the left. They've lost their minds. But by the way, before I forget, one of my dear friends, a wonderful human being, wonderful broadcaster, Bonnie Diver. And she's a big deal in Pittsburgh, very, very, very big deal broadcaster in Pittsburgh. But more importantly, she is also a near saint-like human being. She collects hair for cancer patients. People who are going through, I guess, you know, radiation, chemo, whatever the hell they go through, and they lose all their hair. So she has been doing this for years. Selfless, wonderful. I cannot say enough good stuff about Bonnie Diver. I mean, this is a special, special person. And she's been just golden on this issue. Well, she happens to be watching the show. And she said, in addition to all the heart problems with the kids, she says cancer diagnoses for younger people, too. No question about it. We've got lots and lots of questions that have to be answered. But anything you can do to help Bonnie Diver, donate some hair, do whatever you can to help her, help these people who are going through this very rough time. Bonnie Diver, D-I-V-E-R. She is absolutely golden. Honored to know her as a friend.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.